Welcome to AM Best Audio.
From a young age, we've all been captivated by fairy tales, nursery rhymes, and fables that transport us into exciting and imaginative worlds, introduce us to whimsical characters and enchanting settings, and spark curiosity and creativity. Now, a new book, Once Upon a Claim, Fairy Tales to Protect Your Assets, incorporates the world of insurance into some of those traditional tales and timeless verses to illustrate important insurance principles and suggested strategies for handling claims. I'm Lori Chortis, Brand Best TV. And joining us now to discuss that is author Chantel Roberts. She's Principal Chief Executive Officer of CMR Consulting Corporation. Chantel, welcome. It's great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Chantel, can you tell us about your book and how the idea for it came about?
Yeah, Once Upon a Claim uses fairy tales, nursery rhymes, and fables to teach insurance concepts to consumers. So we all have, in every single culture, every religion, we use stories to teach us things. And these stories can make hard topics easier to understand, such as, you know, don't go into a bear's house if you're hungry and eat their porridge, or don't go into a witch's house made of candy. It's not going to work out well for you unless you have a little stick there handy. You know, so using these stories, and then just to make sure that the consumer gets the idea of the story if they don't already, with the moral of the story, that teaches really the insurance point of view so that the consumer can, quote unquote, get it.
And who is your intended audience, and what messages are you conveying to readers?
I really want this book to speak to the insurance consumers, either the first or third party claimants, you know, our policyholders or the third party claimants that will file a claim onto our insured's policies. I want them to understand the claims process, mostly because I think that that is where a big disconnect comes from. Insureds buy the policy and they think that they have something, and it's when they get to a claim, they find out that they don't. And that is a traumatic time already for them. And there are a lot of books out there already that say, we can teach you the mysteries of the insurance company and how to pull one off over the insurance company. But that's not what I want to do. I want to talk to the consumers like the adults that they are, even though I'm telling them bedtime stories.
How can the familiarity and simplicity of nursery rhymes and fables make complex insurance concepts more accessible and understandable to readers?
I think it can help out a lot. We're all familiar with the story, for example, and we may not understand what the insurance concept is, but maybe with the moral of the story, we can figure that out. And what I'm hoping to do is make the insured and/or the claimant a little bit dangerous when it comes to insurance, insurance policies, insurance concepts, claims, and that way they can go, well, what about this? Or do I need this? And have you thought of this? Especially when we're talking about, for example, coinsurance. So one of the stories that I use and I talk about quite frequently with insurance professionals is Rapunzel with the prince and the enchantress and Goldilocks. What these two stories, and I put those two stories together, illustrate are the duties of a person on a property. Not only what the landowner's duties are to the people who are on the property, like a business invitee, a business licensee, or a trespasser, because the prince and Goldilocks are both trespassers. But consumers often feel, well, if I tripped and fell in your store or something to that effect, this is 100% the store's fault. That's not necessarily the case. You know, they, as the claimant or the person who is on the property, have a duty as well. And while the insured or the claimant may not know that, and they may not realize that by reading the policy or reading a story. Once they've read the prince and see that the prince is a trespasser, once they've read Goldilocks and see that Goldilocks is a trespasser, but the difference is that Goldilocks is a child, and that, you know, that porridge and that chair and that bed may be an attractive nuisance. So now we are going to treat Goldilocks different than what we do as the prince, who obviously knew of the environment because he went up and down the tower a couple of times. So he was aware of the area. So the enchantress doesn't owe him any kind of duty, as opposed to Goldilocks. This is a really long and complex way of saying this is a way to take a complex idea of duties owed to people and breaking it down into something that an average consumer could understand.
Can you share one or two examples of nursery rhymes or fables in the book and how they discuss key insurance principles such as claims management or the importance of property and casualty insurance?
I think one of the ones that came through and a lot of people did not recognizes, but I think every insurance professional did recognize this, is that parents are responsible for their children. And we saw this in Michigan when those parents were put onto trial and got thrown into jail for their son's acts at a school shooting. And I talked about this under the guise of the ugly duckling with the cyberbullying. And this is very common in today's day and age, unfortunately, where a lot of teenagers, tweens, preteens, whatever, will just be vicious. I mean, of course, growing up, being a teenager and tweens are just vicious, but now we've got social media to compound the issue. And if parents turn a blind eye to this sort of thing and something happens to one child, they could be vicariously liable. So their insurance could get tricked, you know, tripped into this, their homeowners. I don't think a lot of people are aware of this. And I think as insurance professionals, it's our duty to talk to them about that. Same thing with our social host liability issues. You know, a drunk uncle on Thanksgiving, you can't let him drive home. You got to take those keys. I talk about a lot of the concepts about reading the policy. With the three blind mice, I teach people how to do that, the 10,000 foot view about how to read your policy. The issues regarding your duties in the event of a loss, such as filing a police report. With Jack and the Beanstalk, I get kind of tired of using just the fables or just the nursery rhymes or whatever. So with Jack and the Beanstalk, it's about filing a police report. It's in the guise of a police report. So just to be different, you know? And there are a lot of little bitty things that I think first and third party claimants are scared of when it comes to the insurance companies, because we are the quote unquote big bad insurance companies, just like the big bad wolf. And the thing that I see a lot of, for example, in property, is the insured is scared to begin repairs, or the claimant is scared to begin repairs. And so I talk about that in Adjuster, Mend My Shoe. And it talks about the insured or the claimant's duty to begin repairs. You know, they don't want to because there's not a final estimate, but there's almost never going to be a final estimate on the very first try. And as an industry, we're very used to having supplements, but remember, we've got to remember these are consumers and they don't know that. They think it's going to be a one and done thing and they don't want to cash that check or begin repairs or whatever. So we need to tell them, go ahead and begin repairs. But then if something else pops up, don't finish repairs, call us back and let us come out. It's a supplement, we're used to it.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Well, just expanding on the education and the need for greater awareness, Chantel, what can insurers, agents, brokers, and others in the industry do to share those messages and educate consumers about insurance principles and coverage needs?
Oh my goodness, that's a great question. It is a hard market and capacity is shrinking. Our clients are all upset because they're paying more and getting less. As a claims adjuster, even when we had the soft market, I still heard, what am I paying premiums for? What do you mean my claim is denied? And all of that. So education is key. And of course, our excellent insurance professionals are already sitting down with our insureds and explaining that. And so keep that up. I mean, that's great. Unfortunately, our adjusters are overworked and they're not having a lot of time to explain the claims process, even though it is required by the Unfair Trade Practices Act or the Unfair Claims Settlement Act. And we need to, as an industry, explain that a little bit more. So what I did, based on some feedback that I'd gotten, is I put a flow chart in, a very simplified flow chart, but I'll give you an excellent example. The book that I teach out of for risk management says there's only four steps in a claims process. And of course, that just drives me up the wall because I'm like, there's more than four. And I go to my students and I'm like, guys, if you see that there's only four steps, what's your first thought? And of course, everybody goes, well, what's taking so long? And I said, exactly, what's taking so long? And I show them the four, there's three flow charts out there, and it shows more than four steps. And I'm like, half of this stuff is going on in the background that you don't, as the claimant, even know about. Would knowing that be better? So maybe as an industry, we need to, I don't know, put a flow chart on there, or maybe put a sheet saying what to expect when you have a claim. This is going to be a step, your steps tentatively. You know, it could take 5 months. It could take 6 months. I read an article about how claimants expect claims to be settled within 5 days, and they expect money to be automatically deposited into their account. And of course, from a consumer point of view, that makes a lot of sense because we automatically pay the carriers automatic deposit. I mean, y'all just take that money out of our account. Why can't you reverse that? Yeah, it's not going to work that way because of, I don't know, your lien holder or your attorney or your public adjuster or whatever. So that's the reason why. And it's just not going to be turned around in 5 days because of all of the investigation we have to do. So all of that being said and done, again, long-winded kind of answer, but we still need to educate those people. And how we do that, I would love to say buy my book. I got a friends and family discount, but even if you don't want to sit down with them, I think putting something in writing, even if it's, this is generic. Yeah. This is best case scenario. And I know insurance attorneys are rolling over in their grave right now saying, don't say that, but I think they need to see, our customers need to see that kind of thing for us to be held to that kind of trust.
Chantel, what do you hope readers will take away from your book, and how can those in the industry utilize it?
Again, I do hope that we make people a little bit dangerous. One of the things that, again, I'm very concerned with being an adjuster is we get yelled at a lot. And a lot of times it has to do with us not paying enough, or they don't think we're paying enough, or we're denying the claim when they thought that they had coverage. So maybe every year our industry needs to be sending out a questionnaire. You know, did you make any big purchases? Have you done any big renovations? So do we need to raise your limit so there's not a co-insurance penalty? The thought leader, Bill Wilson, everybody knows Bill, but Bill says, you know, everybody like 100% of us are either 25% to 400% underinsured. I mean, like everybody is, and that's huge, shocking numbers. But let's try to take care of our people before this even happens is what I would like to think of. And again, I want to open this communication and let people know what it is that the claims adjuster is doing, why we are asking these questions, why we ask questions sometimes two or three times in different ways, in different manner, why we sometimes ask you to get documentation, because sometimes it's easier for you to get it than it is for us to get it. People ignore us all day long, you know? So it might be easier for the doctor to give you your medical bills and then you send it to us. Yes, it's a pain, but you know, that's, if you want your claim fixed, that's how you would have to do it sometimes. So maybe this will help clear the air and help with the understanding, because I'm sharing all the secrets that any other person is sharing. These attorneys are writing these books saying, I'll share all the insurance secrets with you. I'm doing the same thing, but I'm going to treat you like an adult. I'm not going to pull the wool over your eyes. Sometimes you as the insured or the claimant are wrong. Sometimes you're wrong. Sometimes we are wrong as the insurance industry. So that's what I'm hoping we can take away from this book is to all be adults and talk to one another.
Chantel, this has been so interesting, so informative, such a fascinating book. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Chantel Roberts, Principal Chief Executive Officer of CMR Consulting Corporation and author of the book, Once Upon a Claim, Fairy Tales to Protect Your Assets. For AMBAS TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.